Hello and welcome to the 50th AFC Dons cast off the season. It's Graham here with your week's Dons update. And we round this one out with European qualification following our win against Livingston at the weekend. Coming up this week, we're post-match with Stephen Glass and we catch up with the new manager on his first few weeks at the club. The season ticket campaign kicks off with this cracking soundtrack from Iona Fife and a roundup of the rest of the matches in the Premiership over the weekend, plus the latest news on the AFC Dons cast on Tuesday, the 4th of May. Aberdeen secured European football next season with victory over Livingston at the weekend. Callum Hendry's close-range strike gave the Dons the lead before the returning Ryan Hedges doubled the advantage after coming on as a sub in the second half after just 5 minutes of play. The goal looked to have been the winner, but J. Emmanuel Thomas hit the target with 10 minutes to go, and Livingston went close to scoring an equaliser in the final seconds of the match as Kabaya stretched to reach Nicky Devlin's ball, but the winger couldn't get it past Gary Woods in the Aberdeen goal. It lines up an important midweek match at home against Hibs on the 12th of May as the two sides battle it out for third. Here's the manager, Stephen Glass.
Even after the disappointment of last week, it was good to see the team back and not only winning but qualifying or confirming qualification for Europe once again.
Yeah, I never had a doubt with the character of the group, the performance level and the energy we were going to get. It's never easy coming to Livingston, but I think we created a good number of chances, stood up to the challenge that they obviously always throw at you. And I think run out deserved winners, as hard as it was.
And Callum Hendry, that's his third goal, another definite striker's instinct there.
Yeah, it was a good move actually. Even Conor McLennan, we put him in at right back today because we felt like they might target if we played young Calvin. So kind of protect Calvin a touch and put Conor in there. And great bit of play from right back after the throw-in, find himself in the box. And yeah, Callum, striker's instinct in the right place at the right time. And they love smashing it in the net and we love watching it.
And like all Aberdeen fans, you'd be delighted to see Ryan Hedges back in the football pitch again.
Yeah, I'm saying there it's like a new signing. I think we've got a couple of games left towards the end of the season, but you're looking, we're half an eye on next year and he's like a new signing for the club, so it's really positive. I think you can't underestimate how much the group's missed him. And coming on with that sort of impact as quick as he showed, it just really shows his importance to us.
There were some good individual performances this afternoon. I thought Dylan McGee, who we've just spoken to, did very well, and young Jack McKenzie stood up well to Emmanuel Thomas, who's some size.
Yeah, he's a very good player as well, Emmanuel Thomas. Jack showed great strength of character, because I think, again, playing against a young one, they can semi-target that side of the pitch, but he stood up to everything, and his use of the ball was great as well, which is pleasing. But like you say, a number of good performances. Dylan was excellent, Woodsy in the goal as well, but you start singling people out, I'd probably go through the 11 or more.
And with Hibs losing, it does make it quite interesting a week on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, we challenged the group at half-time. Can we set up an interesting game at home next Wednesday? And they did everything we asked of them. They knew what it would take here. They knew what it means to the club to be performing at that level. And we know the challenge that Hibs bring next week. But it keeps it alive, which is great. The aim now is to win next Wednesday and keep it alive going into the last day, which will be another tough game. But it's something that we're really, really looking forward to.
Well done again, Stephen.
Thank you. Cheers.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Okay, looking to the other games in the Scottish Premiership from the weekend, and Ross County moved out of the relegation zone in the Scottish Premiership thanks to a 2-0 win over Dundee United at Tannadice on Saturday, with Kilmarnock dropping to 11th place after losing 2-0 to Motherwell at Fir Park. Hamilton Accies are now just 2 points adrift at the bottom of the table following their 2-1 win away to St Mirren. In the top six, Hibs went down 1-0 to St Johnstone at Easter Road, and Rangers were 4-1 winners against Celtic at Ibrox on Sunday.
I don't have a lot of great memories as a young kid, to be honest. My mum used drugs from when I was about 2, I think, and I had to try to look after myself from a really young age. I was hungry a lot. I do remember that.
James from Social Services.
After a while, I was taken in by social services and put into foster care while mum got clean. I missed her every day. I felt alone, like I was fending for myself. In the early days, school wasn't much better. I felt like I didn't really fit in, and I didn't want to be there.
Trouble again, Nicole.
It wasn't until one day my head teacher took me aside and introduced me to a coach from Aberdeen Football Club that all changed. Suddenly, I felt like I had someone who understood me, someone I could talk to, just be myself around.
Be interested in doing.
Everything changed in that moment.
Okay, so today we're going to look at balance in our lives. We've got 3 tennis balls, okay, and each of them are going to represent different things in your life.
Who's written a reflective report before? These are a great opportunity to look back on where you've been and to see where you're going.
The session, let's go.
So this game we're going to do now is all about trust and listening, okay? So how well you can trust your partner and how well you can listen to their instructions.
5 minutes, guys. The final countdown.
And how's she been getting on with you?
Yeah, with us, our confidence has definitely risen. We've got much better during the customer.
What do you think then? Red or yellow card?
Thank you. I don't have a lot of great memories as a young kid, but I've made a lot of great ones since then, and now I'm looking forward to making more. My coach has taught me that we all have pasts. I can't change that, but now I'm thinking about my future, and I have a family again. Well, 2 families.
Okay, let's catch up with the news then. An Aberdeen under-18s lost out to St Mirren in their Club Academy Scotland match at Cormac Park on Friday. 2 slightly controversial goals and a sending off conspired the Young Dons to defeat. An early goal from St Mirren's Thompson in the 3rd minute was the only goal of the first half, with the Dons equalising through Milne in the 59th. Dons captain Booth was sent off midway through the second half, and it went from bad to worse in the space of 8 minutes, with a second goal from Thompson in the 70th minute, a Bakken own goal in the 75th, and St Mirren's McLeish scoring in the 78th. The only consolation was a Michael Dingana penalty in the 88th minute. The full time was Aberdeen under-18s 2, St Mirren under-18s 4. Aberdeen FC and the Community Trust ceased all social media activity from 3 p.m. on Friday to midnight on Monday to unite with Scottish football in the support of a boycott of social media in response to the continuing racist and discriminatory abuse online aimed at players, staff, supporters and others associated with the game, in the hope it will force the social media companies to act. Alongside the Scottish FA, the SPFL, Scottish Women's Football and PFA Scotland, they joined clubs across the UK in switching off social media activity. Scottish Women's Football has confirmed that the SWPL2 will be played to a finish this season. Aberdeen FC Women are top of the table with a 7-point lead after 10 games, with the Dons not playing since their 5-0 victory against Kilmarnock on the 13th of December. SWPL2 teams will be able to return to training from the 17th of May, with a commitment to complete the season based on 2 rounds of fixtures by Sunday the 4th of July. Aberdeen launched their season ticket package for the new campaign last week, with the Aberdeen chairman challenging supporters to help the club reach a target of selling 15,000 season tickets. Prices have been frozen, many for the 3rd season in a row, while under-18s will receive 50% off. Free season tickets will be given to Aberdeenie under 12 members, and Aberdeenie youth members will receive up to 40% off. You can pay for your season ticket over 4, 6 or 10 month payment plans, with interest free options on the 4 and 6 month plans. A new initiative known as Season Ticket Member Cashback means the more season tickets sold, the more cashback members will receive. And supporters will also be able to claim a partial refund for the difference between the value delivered last season and the cost of their season ticket. Anyone not claiming a refund will get to attend the first domestic cap match for free, and free entry to a celebratory friendly or legends match during next season. The key dates are as follows. On Monday the 31st of May, the option to take the 4-month and 10-month payment plan ends. On the 11th of June, the renewal deadline and the option to take the 6-month payment plan ends. Early bird pricing also ends then as well. And on the 12th of June, if you're looking to move your season ticket seat, this is the day to do it before seats go on general sale on Monday the 14th of June. Season tickets are on sale now at afc.co.uk/etickets, where you can buy or renew your ticket online, or you can call the ticket office on 01224 63 1903. Launch of the season ticket package came a brilliant video and accompanying soundtrack from Huntley folk singer Iona Fife singing The Northern Lights. The new single went on sale on the 29th of April on all popular music platforms. As part of Aberdeen's 2021-22 season ticket campaign, the young singer collaborated with the club, who commissioned the recording. Iona is the youngest ever winner of the Scots Singer of the Year at the MG Alba Scots Traditional Music Awards, and recently performed in the final of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician of the Year 2021. The Northern Lights was sitting at number 42 in the iTunes chart on Saturday and becoming the biggest climber in the chart, moving up 32 places. And you can push it up the charts further if you download it now.
Strong in all departments.
In the 80s, snooker was a national obsession.
It was everywhere. People became addicted.
When they come into the room, it's like an aura.
It was just crazy, crazy time, you know. Now we get in headlines, for good or for bad.
The chevier snooker I ain't playing.
Revealing the inside stories of the gods of snooker on BBC Two and iPlayer.
Red TV took time out to catch up with our new manager following our Scottish Cup loss against Dundee United to get his thoughts on his first few weeks at the club. Here he is with Mal.
Well, Stephen, you're only a couple of weeks into the role, but you've already experienced the real highs and lows that football can bring, haven't you?
Yeah, I think in terms of performance level, in general, it's been pretty good. The Livingston game was good fight.
Celtic, we had to really dig in, but there's some real quality moments within it. And we know we didn't perform against Dundee United, but the work rate of the group's been there throughout the whole three games, which has been great for us. But it's something that we need to build on. We learn from the negative parts, build on the positives and keep moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of examples in sport where very successful teams have gone through painful defeats, you know, and been a lot stronger for it in the long run. And I'm sure you learnt a lot, awful lot on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms of our own preparation and things, you learn what it takes out of the players the three games in a week. It's been, with the change, it's been different, the intensity in the training and the different demand. And any time there's a change, it affects players. So having three really intense games in a week was difficult for them to cope, and I think we felt it at the end of the week. We weren't expecting it. I don't think the players felt like it was going to happen. We planned as we would have. We would have still picked the same group. But I think it gives us a bite and a burn that we can put it right, and we certainly know what we need to do for next season.
Next season, has the work already begun for rebuilding the squad? Just gives a wee insight to how much work's been going on.
A lot, yeah. Obviously, we're continually assessing the group that's here, so a lot of that, to be honest, has been in-game because of the lack of training time that we've had with the group. So this week we've managed to do a little bit. Next week, unfortunately, because no semi-final, we'll manage to do a bit more assessment. So that's in a way, we can really get our eyes on the players in a different environment rather than just planning for games. But then in terms of looking at new players, that's ongoing as well. We shouldn't forget that Scott is a new player, Scott Brown, coming in. We'll be looking to add to that hopefully very soon. We're continually looking, we're continually assessing our group and the options that are out there. But we'll certainly be a better group next year.
So has anything you've seen in training or you've seen mainly the games change your mind at all about the type of player that you need to bring in? Because obviously to fit into the style of football that you want to play.
Yeah, I think what I would say, we've got an opportunity. There's a good number of players out of contract that gives you a starting point that you can... We don't have to get rid of people that are under contract, if you like. So we've got the option of how we want to approach that. So these guys have got a great opportunity to show they can still be here, they should still be here, while we get the chance to assess them as well. So it's a two-way street, but we've also got space to work for it in terms of bringing new people in. And it's going to be important to bring fresh blood into the club as well. It'll freshen the place up, which is really important. We will bring quality in. It's not going to be squad fillers. We will bring in real quality when we bring players in that will enable us to compete in what is going to be a tough league next year.
But so you see potential targets are identified. I mean, so could be some good news quite soon about potential players coming in, yeah?
I hope so, yes. Yeah. Gunnar's obviously working hard as well. We are making our recommendations and the guys that we would like to speak to get in, to start engaging with. I do think the guys that we want will be in demand as well, but I think this is a place that players want to come, and I think it's going to be successful, and if the right people want to be part of it, then we'll build a good group.
And just on it, I mean, the players are out of contract, Stephen. What's the timescale for deciding? I mean, does that really go on to the end of the season? Yeah,
definitely. It gives us another three games between now and the end of the season. Some of the players want more time themselves as well, because obviously there's Some of the guys think there might be something better out there for them, which is fair enough, that's a prerogative. But they also recognise it's a prerogative of the club to look at improvements and alterations. And sometimes when you wait, other people come in and take your place. And that's football, and everybody knows how it works.
So we've got a new management team, we've got new faces for next season as well, a new look squad, and hopefully some new... the fans back in the stadium as well, Stephen. I think we don't want another year. We've had to go through it to get the football played, but we really do want the fans back, don't we?
I think the biggest clubs have suffered most, you know, because, you know, a club like Aberdeen, you've got a great backing. If the team's playing well, people will come, which is what we want to happen next year. So in that respect, the atmosphere's not there at the moment. To me, it's the bigger clubs like us that suffer. So it's important that that happens next year, that the backing's there. And I think if that backing's there, there'll be a team here that people will want to back. But it goes hand in hand again. So I think it's important that if we can fill the place, if it can get big numbers, it will help the team and it'll push them on. It is going to be competitive next year. Obviously, Rangers are stronger than they've been for a while. Celtic are going to improve again. Hibs are up there. Hearts are back in the league. I think it's probably the strongest the division's been for a number of years. And it's important that we're ready to compete and everybody can play their part in that.
Well, Stephen, what would you say to the supporters watching this? You know, obviously disappointed with Sunday, frustrated with the way the season's panned out. I mean, just what are the ambitions for next season?
to be better constantly than we have been. So that's a build on what you've seen this year. We're a new staff, so we want to put a team out there that you want to come and watch. It's a strange one because it probably means come and watch us and trust us that we're doing the right things before you see it. But I do think you're going to see signings over the summer, you're going to see signings before the summer, and you're going to see that the club and everybody here is working in the right direction. And with the backing of the fans, I think it can be a really special place again next year.
Stephen, just finally an injury update. Is there a chance any of the injured guys could figure in the remaining games?
Yeah, sooner rather than later. I think Hedges is working hard, getting closer all the time. I wouldn't put a timescale on it, but he's really getting close. Ross McCrory, I think, will make some games before the end of the season. Again, wouldn't put a timescale on it. And Ash Taylor is the first time that we've seen him on the training pitch since we got in the door over the next couple of days. So we're looking forward to seeing him as part of the group as well, which continues the assessment. But there's positive news on the injury front, which has been good.
And whoever does play in these final three games, you're obviously looking for three strong performances. You know, still a lot to play for, isn't there?
Yeah, hopefully we're looking at the results going right for us this weekend, which then makes a huge game against Hibs, which potentially keeps it alive to finish third going into the last game. That's the aim. Some of it's out of our control, but we can control the part on Saturday that means 3 points for us, which is the only thing we're looking at. You come in and you hope you've looked after that, and then the things are going right at the other stadiums.
Stephen, thanks for your time.
Cheers, Mal. Thank you.
There's a wee bit of a break for the Dons due to Scottish Cup action this weekend, so we return to action for the penultimate match of the season and our last match at Pittodrie on Wednesday the 12th of May at home to Hibs. Kickoff is at 7:45pm. Season ticket holders will be able to watch the match on Red TV. It will also be available on pay-per-view and to Red TV international subscribers. It's a full fixture card on the 12th of May, so the added games are 6pm kickoffs between Dundee United and Motherwell and Livingston and Rangers, and 7:45pm kickoffs between Celtic and St Johnstone, Kilmarnock versus St Mirren and Ross County versus Hamilton. And as I said, this coming Saturday is the Scottish Cup semi-finals between Dundee United and Hibs. Kickoff for that one at 4pm on Saturday, and on Sunday it's St Mirren versus St Johnstone at 2:15pm. And with the cup action taking place this weekend, it means we're going to take a small break too, and the AFC Dons cast will return on Friday the 14th of May following the Hibs match and just ahead of our final match of the season against Rangers on the Saturday. So till then, have a good week and stand free.
Your phone, on your tablet, and online. This is the AFC Dons Cast from the Inverness Reds.